Just seen a familiar face, probably more familiar from YouTube than anywhere else, for me anyway. You've done the festival scene this year. I'd give a really interesting background of what you're involved in and what you've been doing, but I don't know much. That's why I want to ask you. Tom Kirkpatrick, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, I'm good.
What's the name of the band?
This is a 21st century one-man band.
And how many people in the band?
Just myself.
Excellent. When you said man, it threw me. No, just joking. You have got a one-man boy band. You've got a lot of kit here for one man. How many feet do you own?
Just a couple of feet. In fact, that the whole kit spans about 3 feet, doesn't it?
It's impressive. Can you go through some of the kit that you will be playing here today for the people in York at this fine shift happens?
I've got a bass drum on my right foot. I'll be banging away. Cymbal, a Korg synthesizer mounted on top of the bass drum with a mixing desk mounted on top of that. And on my left foot, I'll be triggering and recording some loops with a loop machine. And I'm switching on delay pedals and tuning my guitar. And then my left hand's doing some electro pads.
You sound almost surprised at the amount of stuff you do.
I was listening then thinking, oh my God.
I do all of that, to be honest. And you got a nice acoustic there. Who's that acoustic made by for the audiophiles out there?
It's a Simon and Patrick. It's only a little, it's a folk one. It's a small one, so only a little.
I've never heard of them.
Nice Canadian, I think. Nice guitar.
Nice. Yeah, well, nice. I'll be the judge of that one here in a minute. You've got a drum machine on the left as well.
Yeah.
And it's made by Roland. This is a new edition.
I wanted to get some drum sounds in there. And, of course, the problem I have with recording loops is you always get feedback. So I figured if I use a drum machine, then I'm not going to have that problem. So,
have you had to categorise your music? Because surely you don't fit into the one-man band section on iTunes.
No, I don't really know what it is. I suppose it's electro-pop, somebody's described it as.
Cool.
Which is
and
fine.
You're messing around and experimenting with a bit of social media. What's your Twitter name?
Same as Tom Kirkpatrick, with an H.
And YouTube channel?
YouTube channel is This Beautiful Noise.
So check out This Beautiful Noise. I saw an awesome video on there recently. Who did your video?
A friend of mine called Finn Langley made it for me. Just mates rates, you know, really good.
Nice. Worth every penny, whatever mates rates was, probably paid him in slabs of beer or something.
Something like that.
How long's your set tonight?
I think I'm going to do about an hour, I think. Yeah, mix it up, a few of my own songs, a couple of covers.
What covers you doing?
I'm doing a song tonight by The Temper Trap. It's called Sweet Disposition.
Cool.
It's got a delay pedal going on with that. And I'm doing a hip-hop track called No Diggity by Blackstreet, which is a belter.
Cool. Bit of hip-hop with one-man hip-hop band is random. The looping that you're doing with your left foot while you're playing, I've seen Solo Bass Steve do a lot of looping, being another one-man band, effectively.
Yeah.
Although he occasionally has his lovely Lubelia doing vocals as well, and no doubt he's going to rope his kid into something at some point when he's old enough to walk and that. Damien Rice, I remember seeing using. I used to take photographs of him before he was famous. And obviously, it's the photographs that made him famous, and the music was a kind of a bit of a background there because he depressed the hell out of everybody for a while. But he loops like a crazy man. He's amazing. He gets a massive sound out of there. Do you have any influences, or is it just bedroom experimentation, if you excuse the term?
I just saw the potential in the unit, really, to do something. To not rely on other musicians and to challenge myself in that way, in the true sort of spirit of the one man band, really, is to sort of try and tackle everything at once. So, like I say, I saw potential in the unit to do that, and I started out with just me and the guitar and the bass drum, and I've kind of attached things to it as I've gone along, and then added that into the loop machine. So,
do you drive a car or a van?
A car.
It's still pretty good.
Yeah,
you've got a car.
Right.
So, you've been in bands though.
Oh yeah, lots of bands and things. This is just
not work out.
yeah, they're fine. It's just
just you're not.
I'm not. No, I'm a recluse. Yeah, that's it.
I was in a band. Six of us. So we argued, a lot, and that was ultimately the demise.
That's right.
But yeah, I think the bigger the bands, the harder it is. But awesome. Well, I've heard you before, so I don't need to say. Can't wait to hear you because it's good. Look, I know because it's good because I know it's good. So. Well, you better be now. I've built this up.
Hopefully, yeah. Hope I don't deafen everybody.
Do you have to sound check, or I guess
not really? No. Well, that's the thing. I don't have to do it. I don't have to sound check. There's no drummers moaning or anything like
awesome.
That.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to say thanks a lot, Tom. You've already said the place is online. If you missed it, rewind. Looks like someone's coming over to say, you may begin, is that right?
Hello. No, I just came to take your drinks order.
Oh, lovely. Hey. You know how a band can normally order drinks for the band?
Yeah, no, just because there's one of you doesn't mean that you can have all
six.
Drinks.
You want six drinks and I'll help.
No,
you get hard done by, man. Is it hard done by being a one-man band? Do people give you a sixth of the money?
Oh, it's yeah, and they really take them. They really take the Michael.
No blue M&M's.
Wait a minute.
Where's his M&M's?
And I'm sure you're being looked after wonderfully here because that's what they do. I'm looking forward to hearing you. I'm going to pause this say goodbye to you now. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I'm going to pause this and then I'm going to restart it again so that we get a little bit of a sample. But go to his YouTube channel.
It's This Beautiful Noise.
For more. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And as if by magic, there was only a slight delay of not much time at all. Everybody's coming out of the auditorium theatre-y thing. And Tom sat down, ready for action. An inordinate amount of kit for one person to get their head around.
I go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Someone save me from myself. Someone save me from myself. For love is someone else. Like I lost you in the night. Feels warm and then it's right. Though I can't stop it, though I try. Can you hear me? Now this is more I can bear. Wanting you more than her is more than I. True.